This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our visit today, we will see how Paul in 2 Thessalonians built on what he said in 1 Thessalonians. Both books make reference to the return of Christ. They emphasize the importance of being ready when that day comes. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul discusses how to oppose lawlessness. Lawlessness actually is a misnomer. Laws operate whether we accept them or not. When we think we have overcome or evaded a given law, we merely discover another taking its place. Our universe functions according to law and order. Pastor, author Ray Ortland confides, "As a boy, I once ran head-on into a barbed wire fence. The fence wasn't hurt, but I was. I still bear the scars of that experience. You can't tangle with barbed wire fences and get by with it. You can't disregard the law of God either without facing bitter consequences." As you read 2 Thessalonians, note the following instructions on this theme. Be assured that in the end, God will punish lawlessness. Be aware that until the end, God is permitting lawlessness within limits. Be involved until the end in opposing any practice of lawlessness. We should live in harmony with God's established order, or it will order us to the hell of eternal destruction from the presence of God. I know that sounds harsh, but it is true. Read chapter 1, 5 through 10. Then remember what I think is the key verse to the book, chapter 2, verse 15. "So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter." If you'd like to review these programs, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.